for all there is a resting place in me. Hezekata, I have great, great joy to give you. It takes no pleasure of your Father to see any of you in struggle. Or if you'll call on me at your weakest hour, when you think that I cannot hear, and when by your own definition there is no presence, and it's as dry as the driest moment of your life, if you'll speak my name, I'll promise you on the basis of my word that I'll come and I'll change the things around you. For you have not because you ask not. But if you'll ask, you'll see that I'll prove myself to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We exalt you. We exalt you. For the days are so much closer than what you realize to the raising of the dead. Do you not know that the closer it gets to that place of authority that I can give you these things, that the enemy must try every last trick in his scheduled book of warfare? For the days of raising the dead are upon you. But you know this, that it'll turn in a moment's time. It'll turn in a moment's time. And those of you that have called on me and are calling on me now to be used, know this, that this will go to all of those who can believe me for it. In a moment's time, many of you will report back with unheard of kinds of miracles. For these are so much closer than what you realize. It is his tactic to try to convince you that these things are set off way in the distance. And thus he does, by a continual assault on your peace. But I am coming to convince you, saith the Spirit of grace, that the immediacy, the presentness of these things are upon you. They're upon you. So rejoice in me and believe that you're all going to be used in these mighty works, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. The blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, the dumb speak, the dead are raised, and thousands are born again. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. For the days of these manifestations are not over. For many will be the times that you'll meet in this house and in other places. You'll come together for social times. And I heard him say this. He evidently knows how to talk just like we do. You'll come together for barbecues. You'll come together for social times in this place that is coming. You'll begin to talk about me as you enjoy each other's company. And as you begin to talk about me in this place that is coming called revival, know this, that it will come time and time again, that the house wherein you assemble yourself together will be shaken by my presence, saith the Lord. And the glory of my presence will come in almost unexpected. You are about to take another bite on a rib, and I'm going to come, saith the Spirit of grace. You are about to speak another word, and I'll come and shake the house wherein you're sitting. See these things, because these are the days of your future. You'll be caring about your mundane kinds of things and enjoying your company inside of me, and I'll shake the house wherein you're sitting, saith the Spirit of grace, and I'll refuel you time and time and time again for my outpouring, and the lost will see my glory in you, and my strength will be upon you continually, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Proshke basu kristalamo kruse ne bato. Bese la koro. Ha ha. Chiki bese. You'll go to this place and to that place, and because you'll carry inside of you the pregnancy of revival continually, you'll just begin to speak a word and I'll come on you, and you'll begin to change the whole atmosphere, saith the Spirit of grace. I'll shake the house because you're in the house, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Pakor, Esene, Edenioso. Jesus, Jesus, Asenekri. Saw him at weddings, saw him at just parties. We were a messed up bunch. We couldn't hardly have a good time with each other, because when we started talking, he blew in, he shook the place. We got re-energized, rejuvenated, refueled,